Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Earl Carruthers, and I have been a serial cannapreneur in the growing, processing, and retail space for over 8 years. And we are here to learn together to get a well-balanced understanding of cannabis and cannabis products. Tune in every week for quality cannabis education for your canna inspiration. You know, I'm not in the chat right now. So what's up, everybody? What's up? This is the first time. So we actually, I'm looking here. If you want to go to Facebook, we're going to be live on Facebook. We're all live on YouTube. That's where it's going to be a slideshow. But we have our co-host, The Prophet, in the house, and he decided to do this on Instagram. So this is what we're doing right now. So we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we are on YouTube, and we're going to be talking about, does weed have negative effects?
It's a hot topic in today's world. I tell you what, does weed have negative effects?
We're going to let you know. We're going to be talking. We got myths and we got realities. We're going to be getting into all that. What's up, Tamara? So we got comments going over here, over on Facebook. We got you guys over here on Instagram. This is going to be a great show. So this is the Cannabis Therapy Podcast show. The point of this show is to help you have more comfortable experiences and avoid the ones that you don't like. The ones that maybe a little more the myths. We're going to talk about paranoia.
There's a lot of different topics and things, the different things that you could interpret as a negative side effect, or it's just an effect of what you're in using.
Yes. So we're going to talk about these myths. But the point of the show again is help you have more comfortable experiences and avoid the ones that are negative. Whether it's just you consuming around people or having conversations about people, sometimes they can just get uncomfortable about weed, period. So we see cannabis from a therapeutic point of view, and that's what we're talking about. We are teaching about cannabis from a therapeutic point of view. That's our perception. We're going through history. We may be right, might be wrong, all that jazz, whatever. But that is this show, and we are going to get things going. Let's get jumped to it, huh?
I'm very excited, very excited. Let's get on to the first slide, our first slide today.
Well, our first slide, Paul. How you going? So this is the first time Paul's in the studio, and he's going to try to take control right now of what's going on. Listen, I got this.
I'm a reader. I want to read.
I know. All right. So we're going to talk about what we're going to learn. All right. So we got the slides up. So again, if you on Instagram, you might not see our slides. Our slides right now are on YouTube. You can catch us there.
We're going to read them to you for the Instagram users.
Yeah, it's all good. So all right, we want to go over why do so many people think weed has negative side effects? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about myths versus realities about weed. And this is interactive. We want to know if you believe us. Not everything we read on the internet is true. We want to know if you agree with us or not as well. Then we're going to get into some common side effects of weed. We want to hear some stories. What are some side effects that we know of? And then some ones that you maybe experienced that we really don't know. Maybe something happened. Maybe you saw birds. Who knows? We want to see this stuff. Yes, we were going to have another guest on the show as well. She ended up having some issues. But we're going to keep life rolling. That is our slogan here around the Craft Cannabis Club and the Cannabis Therapy Network.
Oh, we're moving forward today.
We're keeping it going. All right, let's get to it. Let's go to it. What's up, Q? What's up over there? We're cooking with Q. I appreciate it. All right, so marijuana misinformation, right? To me, I think it's one of the greatest lies ever told.
I completely agree with you. We've been the recipients of propaganda for like 100 years now.
Yeah, we're talking about
literally.
I mean, 1900s.
Yeah, like 100 years of it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Now let's legalize it and tax the hell out of it.
Like, and let us know one of the biggest lies that you guys have heard about cannabis. But I personally thought if I smoke weed, it will make me rape white people.
That's what you believe.
I thought if I smoked weed, it was gonna. Yeah, that's why I've never in college.
That is insane.
Through high school,
it's gonna make you a bad person.
I did not want to catch a case. Oh, who wants to catch that case?
No, you're right.
Listen, everything I've ever done.
All the propaganda I was a kid was the cracking the egg into the pan, and this is your brain on weed. And
yeah.
I'm like, wow, that seems like it would kill me.
So Miss G said that she thought that you can die from it if you smoke weed. Yeah, I guess I never heard that extreme. So let us know what's one of the biggest lies you've heard. So now there's, of course, things have become legalized. So 1900s, you have all this propaganda. It was never about the plant.
No.
It was very political.
Industry,
greed.
Cotton.
Just
it's all about, envy. It all comes back to cotton.
Cotton.
It all comes back to cotton as a textile. The guys who had mass production at the time.
We talking about Anslinger? Are we talking about?
They knew that hemp as a textile would outright outweigh all the current cotton industry.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the main pushes behind making it illegal. On top of the racism that entailed with making it illegal, it was a two-parter, but it was truly pushed by...
So you're saying starting by cotton, starting on
the mass textile industry of cotton and how they didn't want any competitors.
What about the racism of there's also people who were targeting Mexicans?
Yeah.
Targeting Blacks, jazz musicians?
Yeah.
And those who spoke against the war. Now, that may have started a little bit later in the 70s, come the war on drugs, things like that with the Nixon campaign.
That's exactly what it was.
But in the early 1900s,
used it as a tool.
On top of what the original... Yeah.
What started it in the 1900s,
it was cotton.
It was totally about the money. You know, you always think about every industry power. You look at what's happening in Michigan with all the stuff going on in the cannabis industry. It's all about the people who get the power first, using their money to control that power. And with hemp as a textile for sales, ropes, I mean, it was a direct competitor with cotton.
But still, right now, it's so fucked, man. This is a lie that started in the U.S. that has spread it globally.
Globally.
There's people in the Philippines dying today for smoking weed.
Yeah.
So this started Dubai. Based upon not the truth of a plant that is harmful. It was a harmless plant. It was a plant. It was a
still medicine. Is harmless.
It's a therapeutic remedy. Had nothing to do with the plant. It had something to do, and it affected the entire world. And it started in the U.S. And it went everywhere.
It's a revolution of thought.
How's that not one of the greatest lies? How's that? And it's so fucked up. The people that is targeted, right? I mean, you go to these meetings now because you're trying to legalize stuff. You're trying to get things on boards. You're trying to get zoning right. Black people in these meetings, churchgoers. Now, I believe in Christ. I'll go to church. But I don't, think if I smoke weed, the devil does. But church, I mean, it was meant to target Black communities, to separate them, put them in jail, break up their families. And we believe it as a community. Like, we're believing the lie.
Yeah, the public was okay with it.
And it was a lie to destroy you. That's what makes it so, like, what the? And we still, to this day.
There's still people who believe it.
Wow.
There's still people who think that it's just normal.
Yeah. So we're talking about this. We're going to talk about, and we're going to go through these myths. We're going to go through, is it true? Is it not? And we're going to have some studies. It's not just, what Paul and Earl says. We have some, let's talk about the first myth. Let us know out there if you agree with this or not. So marijuana is a gateway drug. Do you believe it or not? Do you believe that marijuana is a gateway drug?
I want to see something in the comments right now.
Let us know. He's on Instagram. I'm on Facebook and YouTube. Do you believe that marijuana is a gateway drug? Every time there's a legalized campaign, one of the biggest issues.
Yeah. Gets you into other drugs.
Right. Kids. What about the kids? Right?
What about the kids?
The kids.
We always got to point to the kids. Politicians, Hitler pointed to the kids too. He said it drove the point home better if you point to the kids.
What about the kids? The kids are fucking on Oxycontins.
Yeah.
They're the ones in your pharmaceutical.
They're on heroin. Okay?
Yeah. And it's not weed.
They're taking meth.
This is not cool.
The Adderall you give them every single day.
They're on Pornhub.
Y'all freaking out about the weed they want to smoke.
The kids. Come on. All right. So, we got comments. A lot of people saying no. They're saying no. That weed's not a gateway drug. So
yeah,
it says many baby boomers still think that if you smoke dope, it will go to worse drugs. So there was a study by New Hampshire, and I mean, there's other studies even back in the early. You have the Lee Guardia report. There was other studies. Schaefer report. That were studies that were submitted to the government to disprove any kind of gateway issue as well.
It is not a gateway drug.
And we're
alcohol
still,
and tobacco are by far more gateway druggish than weed.
And we're still studying to this day as if we need more studies. But nevertheless, there is a study recently by the University of New Hampshire that showed that it's more socioeconomic factors that's more a segue to other drugs, not weed itself. But I mean, have you ever smoked weed and was just like, yo, where's that crack?
Yeah. Never. Speaking of smoking weed,
I feel like we should be smoking right now.
I hit this pen all day, every day, and
I never was just like, yo.
I never thought, hey, I'm going to go rob my grandma so I can keep smoking this.
Yeah, and that's bad behavior, but other drugs. So, but I'm curious. I mean, say we're wrong. So we do not believe that weed is a gateway drug. If you do, let us know. Or if you have smoked weed and you have a desire, personally, I'm assuming a lot of people here smoke cannabis. Have you ever desired another drug? Have you ever, honestly, was just like, I'm smoking weed, and therefore I want to try cocaine.
I don't see cocaine happening, but I see, and this is just being open and honest, I see it from a gateway standpoint. smoking weed for the first time, you know, that your pineal gland gets massaged for the first time ever, and you're just like,
pineal gland.
Wow, man, what else is there that could also open my brain and modulate my senses? And then you try like psychedelics and, you know, natural psychedelics. I could see weed being a definite gateway to the use of psychedelic drugs.
So
definitely.
So you kind of.
That's not a negative. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think natural mushrooms are good for every single person on the planet. I think everybody should try mushrooms at least once in their life.
I just did a couple months ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I was all good. I liked it. It's almost like a light edible to me.
So, and if you microdose it, you don't get like that mind banging. It's not, you know, eating, you know, good natural mushrooms is not like the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when they're eating pellets of mescaline and they're doing ether and all sorts of different acid and all sorts of different drugs. It's not like that at all. It's like if you've ever smoked weed and you got really, really high and had that nice full body tingly experience, and it's that.
Okay.
All right. Upteen.
So I think, all right. So is marijuana a gateway drug? I think it is. I think we're going to debunk that, say it's not. And I get it. They may say there was drugs along with other drugs when things were being sold. Like, you know, when there was bust, there was weed, then there was cocaine, then there was heroin. But that was more because it was a traditional market scenario. I mean, it would have been apples in there if apples were prohibited.
Yeah.
Right. So
if apples were illegal, yeah, they'd be selling apples too.
And I think it's more of the type of person who you are. I mean, if you're likely to do heroin, you're just most likely to do it in another little week.
Well, and like they say, the same situational study that shows the socioeconomic factors leading to weed use. If you grow up in a town, your dad did heroin, your mom did heroin, all your friends in high school do heroin, your likelihood of being a heroin user is 1,000,000%. It's only on a very rare occasion that you wouldn't be.
Yeah.
If you put yourself in a scenario where you didn't want to be that.
Yeah.
You know, socioeconomic factors contribute to a lot of different
things. Right. So, but it's like, you know, if somebody was a murderer, it's like, all right, well, what did that person have in common? Oh, he murdered someone. Well, he also smoked weed. He also did crack. But he also had breast milk. So does breast milk lead to murder?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so that's a really... Milk lead to that? All right, we're going...
Yeah, that's
right,
we're going... Interesting. Anyway, it's an interesting crossover.
Next one. Does weed make you stupid? Does apples... does weed make you stupid? Do you believe that? Do you believe that weed makes you stupid? So teenager and kids have been taught, don't smoke weed because it makes you stupid. We heard Caribbean say earlier, she believed that weed will make you die. Some people also believe that weed will make you stupid. Is that true? And if not, why? Why do we think? Is it more movies?
Okay, so I've read a couple studies that prefrontal cortex development before 18, because it's not fully developed, coupled with weed smoking, doesn't allow your prefrontal cortex to completely grow into what it would be. It changes its development. So that could lead to a slight cognitive decline if you were a heavy weed smoker while you were in high school.
So the younger.
Younger. And it's the same with alcohol.
Decline making you, I mean, stupid as in like,
It doesn't fully develop into what your prefrontal cortex would develop into naturally if it was left untouched. So your higher thought, your creativity.
Hence the age. Okay. But it's not making you stupider.
Not making you stupider, but you're done at that point. So it's like the ability for you to grasp new ideas at a higher level may not be attainable.
What kind of study was this?
I will gladly.
We just can't believe anything.
Yeah, no.
So I got to stay right here. 2016. One study here. 2,800 British teenagers in one study talking about teenagers and a set of twins concluded that consuming marijuana led to no decline in intelligence. This is a study. British. Could have been British in this study. It'd been cool. In 2017. Harvard study actually showed that consuming marijuana actually improved cognitive function. Now you're coming with a study.
In what age though? That's the Harvard study versus the teen study. Because I'll send it to you. I will gladly. It's on my computer at home.
Send it to me. We'll post it on the
thread. We will post it because it's real.
So, all right. Do you believe that weed? Let us know in the comments. Do you believe that weed makes you stupid? I don't believe so.
I don't think it does.
I don't think so. I think if anything, that was a lie. I was told to. She was told about that too. All right. Anything else? All right. Does weed cause lung cancer? Next one. Number three. Does weed cause lung cancer?
Lung, yeah, lung.
Now, I'm gonna give a background. The reason why this is popular because with tobacco smoke, there's carcinogens.
Well, it's what's in the it's what's mixed with the tobacco that makes it carcinogens.
Yeah, and because you're smoking weed, you're putting two and two together that well, there's carcinogens in this, but it's not the same amount of carcinogens or the type of carcinogens. Yeah. So it's not a fair comparison. Or
it's how you're consuming it. To me, it's totally based on how you're consuming it. That's just my view from pure logic. So right here we have two perfectly. They're the exact same thing. It's just
I got another one.
He it's just how. No. You can take it back.
No, it's okay. No, I'm gonna smoke another one. You just took my whole thing. So therefore,
it's how you're consuming it. The paper in this, the carbon material, the leaf carbon material, all the physical material that makes smoke, microparticles suspended in air, versus a vapor. A microscopic amount of microparticles suspended in air because it's a pure oil vaporization. It's a cleaner ingestion. So your body ingests less bad things. So that's why I'm a big proponent of vaping it. If you vape clean product, that's all natural. It is good for you.
All right. So the safest way to consume is like that volcano, like a true vaporizer.
Yes.
Because you're heating and not smoking, which depends on a certain temperature.
Exactly.
Once you go above, I believe 450, it becomes combusted. And therefore, that's how it's at the end of the day, vaping. So your method of consumption. So if you have more edibles, you're not doing that. But if you're smoking, there is a chance. But however, even with heavy use of cannabis, inhale far less than cigarette smokers do. So you are inhaling less carcinogens. Now, as a 2006 UCLA study determined cannabis does not lead to young cancer, even when consumed frequently. Now, these are studies. We're not your doctor. You know, we stayed at a Holiday Inn a couple times and all that jazz. But don't believe, but do you research?
I'm very confident, but I don't believe everything I say.
I don't believe it causes cancer. I do believe you're right. You have a less chance to even have this type of conversation or scare if you're consuming it more safely, which is usually...
Well, and look at the big numbers. Look at the amount of deaths in the U.S. every year attributed to smoking cigarettes. It's a measured number. And it's in, what is it, the 100,000s?
Yeah.
Every single year, it's a measured number. Then look at the numbers for cannabis frequent users. I think it's zero. Yeah, every year. I've never read about a person dying from cannabis use, ever, in my life.
Unless a pound of weed came from a helicopter and it fell on you. Now that pound technically would be like a ton depending on the velocity.
Yeah.
And therefore you could die if we fell on you.
Terminal velocity of a pound traveling through the air from gravity, for sure.
Put that in math. All right, next myth. Myth number four, marijuana can cause psychosis. Ooh, marijuana can cause, this is why going back to me, I thought if I smoke, I would all of a sudden wanna crave and do something outside my character.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. Does it cause psychosis? So a prevalent weed myth is that marijuana will make you crazy. And time without it is evidence to back it up. Certain weed may make you feel. So they're talking about feelings. So it makes you feel anxious, maybe paranoid. You may get cotton mouth, but that's more depending on how much you consume. A lot of people have that uncomfortable experience eating that edible, that brownie, or that pizza that was medicated. You didn't know it was medicated.
Super anxiety.
Yeah, but did it make you crazy? Or is it just more the side effect?
Define, like, are we talking like, I'm going to kill you psychosis? Or like, I'm having an anxious psychotic break?
I think it's, I'm going to hurt someone. I'm going to harm
someone. Oh, yeah. I don't ever in my... So to me, this
or maybe want to commit suicide or something like that. Like,
yeah, I don't.
You want to harm yourself or harm someone? Does weed make you psychotic in that way? That's a good.
Yeah. So this has been my. I have this great analogy with weed because I get into this argument with alcohol drinkers a lot. They say, well, we should just legislate weed like they legislate alcohol. It's like, nope, it's not the same thing. It's not even close to the same thing.
Yeah.
When the wasted husband abuser shows up from the bar wasted, he beats his wife. When the high on smoking weed with his buddies relaxing guy gets home, he begs her for a sandwich.
Okay.
If that's not the perfect analogy of the difference between the two substances.
All right. Ask for a sandwich. Versus
I beg her for a sandwich. Feed me, please.
So get that shit. All right. So, from the question itself, psychosis, that just means really an alter. Like, it's psychedelic, meaning it alters your mindset, but it's different from, like, the word itself, almost like the movie Psycho Killer. It's like you think it's something that's harmful, but it's more.
I mean, if you fought an overhype and didn't go to sleep, you might be like, I've overeaten edibles before and like had movement.
So this is
tracers, but not like
it's hard to debunk because it does alter your mindset. As far as you could be anxious, you may start. You can consume, like, have you anyone ever seen like on Friday? Has the dog ever talked? Like the statue ever talked to you? Like, but is that like
real?
Or I mean, is that mean? Are you crazy or psychotic?
Well, and like, dude, there's a part of this too. What if you have pre-existing mental health issues that you don't know about that are onset from the heavy use that are only singular to you because everybody's different? You know, one person could have had a psychotic episode because they were prone to psychotic episodes and the weed just tipped them over. Air, a breath from the wrong person that day could have tipped them over. A cigarette could have tipped them over. Like,
so you got to be careful of what, you know, mental conditions possible that you have. And if weed can negatively affect how you are as a person. I mean, weed's not for everybody. We're not here to convince.
Well, no, it does. You know, it does affect my anxiety. I have had moments where I like you get up and you walk over the window and you start looking outside and you think, are my neighbors watching me?
But
and it's like, oh, maybe I'm just a little stoned.
And then maybe it's also, again, going back to how much you consume, though. How much of it you consume. Everyone, it's like this bell curve. Everybody has this threshold. They have this sweet spot. Once you pass that sweet spot, to me, I think you get these unwanted effects. And that's different from different people. So whether that's 5 milligrams of THC or
everybody has a totally different threshold.
Whether you're smoking a whole thing. So watch your threshold because it will alter your mindset. But is it going to make you crazy? I say no.
Yeah, I say no.
But I think it can trigger, depending on how you are as a person, you can react to it differently. So you still got to be responsible. It's not like you need everybody in the world. No, some people do need weed, especially if it's, you know, that time when they're cranky and all that stuff.
Hey, listen.
Weed helps out with that whole scenario.
A lot of the females.
Next one. 5. Weed is addictive. What do you believe? Let me know. Do you think weed is addictive? Is weed addictive? Is weed addictive? We got some studies.
Yeah. I mean, so there is a little bit of information on like serotonin dependency. And that's just people who have predisposition to like instant gratification. So like weed is their instant gratification. That same person could eat too many hamburgers or, you know, drink too much soda or pop. Or they like things in excess.
Well, we're talking about habits now, though.
Yeah.
So we're talking about habits. We're talking. Yeah. All right. If you smoke, addictive. If you smoke cannabis, you have some habits, and maybe that's a habit of maybe you work out, maybe you like that, or maybe you calm down, maybe you relax, or maybe you have a habit of eating. Munchies, whatever. So you may be addictive to the habit. Well, you may prefer that
it's
habit.
It's a comfortable habit.
But is it in itself addictive? So you may prefer the habit that you get from when you smoke. Maybe you have a habit, again, of relaxing. Or maybe you get social. But is it addictive? Like, to me, if I stop cannabis, I'm not like having withdrawals.
Yeah, my world doesn't end when I go on vacation and I'm
can't bring it with you.
I can't bring it with me.
I think that's different from where like people are addicted to their phones.
You're
actually probably on your phone right now, y'all.
Yeah, addicted y'all watching to it. Yeah,
scrolling.
We're feeding that addiction right now. Actually, consume this content.
But I mean, that's an addiction. That's a real talk. People are addicted to their phones. It is a true thing. You need to admit that shit. Every 10, 5, whatever minutes, you're going back at it, can have a conversation, sitting at dinner. That's an addiction. Could you live without your phone? Could you walk away from your phone? I think people are more addicted to that than they are cannabis. Just throwing it out there.
I think everybody's addicted to their phone.
Just throwing it. All right. So is it addictive? She said it depends on the person. Thank you, T, for participating. That person, I think we appreciate that. All right. So it depends on the person. Next one. We have one more. Side effects. So we talked about addictive, but we got some side effects. Not going to just say weed's all good for everybody. So some of the side effects here to be watching out for that could be, you can say negative or unwanted effects. Cotton mouth, red eyes, dry eyes, the munchies, overeating. Sometimes it just tastes so weed. Why does weed make stuff taste so damn good?
Oh, man. So there's two reasons. It's actually cool. There's some science behind it.
The science.
There really is. So
don't talk low.
Yeah, no. There really is some cool science behind it. So it puts your metabolism into overdrive. So it eats up all your readily available energy.
And in that same period, it also gives you a slight heightened sense of everything. Uh-huh. So that's why, like, if people
Smoking weed speeds up your metabolism?
Yeah, totally. And like, that's what gives you the munchies. It's not that you're hungry. It's that your body's going into move mode. All your readily available energy just got eaten up because your metabolism's on overdrive.
So I'm curious if you fight it.
You do. I've lost an incredible amount of weight since January.
From just smoking weed and fighting the munchies.
And I also don't eat, and I'm physically active now. I play tennis 3 days a week, and I only eat one meal a day, but down 65 pounds since January.
Give it up for
money.
The profit over here,
it down 65 possible. Pounds. Right. You can't smoke weed and do it. You just got to not give in to those cravings, and it can be a net positive.
I got you. So it's almost smoking weed, because there was also a study that, like, people who smoke weed are actually less obese than people who don't.
Exactly.
Which is weird, because
they say obese, the stereotype is the lazy stoner.
Yeah, lazy stoner, or you got the munch, so you're eating a lot more junk food or something like that, but it's actually the exact opposite. So, all right, cool. So we're wrapping this up, man. Let's wrap up some key takeaways about some of the myths and realities of cannabis. We talked about a couple of different, so weed versus myths. So it is decipher what's real and what's not. There's decades of propaganda. There's still stigmas. There's still all that jazz. What's up, everybody? If you're coming back here, joining us, what's up? And then cannabis use does not lead to lung cancer that we believe here. A lot of studies that counteract that. But yeah, that's it. Let us know what you guys think about the myths. I'm going to recap which ones. All right. One, marijuana is a gateway drug. No. Breast milk is, though. We have weed makes you stupid. No, I don't.
I don't think so.
There's studies that it actually may improve your cognitive function. But again, I think it's all mental too. Placebo. Like movies, like the Cheech and Chong thing. Smoking. I think sometimes people took that as if like the whole stoner, the lazy thing. And so now you feed into this.
Well, that's a form of entertainment dumb people took smart.
Yeah.
Like no, that's what they really are. Look at what they're, what they do.
And there's some people who smoke think it. Oh, I'm smoking, but I would like to be like that.
I'm not that bad.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. All right.
That is like the most extreme movement person. It's like the average guy.
True. Weed causes lung cancer. There's studies, there's less carcinogens in cannabis. I mean, of course, there's healthier ways to consume cannabis. We're not promoting you to smoke it. There's ways you can vape it. There's ways you can have tinctures, eat it, drink it, all that jazz. But if you are smoking just natural papers, it's unlikely to cause cancer. It's best you just as it does with smoking tobacco. Not the same thing. Marijuana can cause psychosis. It can alter your mindset. Make sure, depends on the person. We don't think it's just make you go kill people, but it could make you calmer. It could make you more paranoid, you know, things like that. But that's not, you know,
crazy. They should have gave Michael Myers a joint while he was in prison. Could have saved some people.
Is marijuana addictive? No, you may prefer some of the habits, but it in itself is not. And there's also studies that show that 9% of people who consumed cannabis became dependent, 15% of cocaine users and 24% of heroin users. So check that out. And then, we talk about key takeaways. That's it. So we have a website, we do have craftcannabisclub.org. We have a local private club here in Detroit. You can come check us out. We have a live band tonight, actually. Depending on when you're watching this, is a Wednesday, live and live Wednesdays. But you can actually get these notes. We got the slides, so always are free. Again, our goal is so that you can avoid uncomfortable experiences and have more experiences that you actually desire and enjoy. We do that through education. We do that through connecting. We have community events, and we do that through advocacy as well. So whenever there's political stuff going on, no, we are involved. We just can't talk about this. We gotta be about it. We gotta go do some things, you know?
Exactly.
Whatever it is. So caregiver rights, all that jazz.
Make
so,
the world a product of you.
So check out CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. There's a slide up there for that. CraftCannabisClub.org. And, of course, our podcast every Wednesday. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify. Wherever you watch podcasts and all that shit at.
We're everywhere.
Some things to look out for. We also have a hub on CraftCannabisClub.org. It's a free hub. You can search through all of our content. On YouTube, you really can't search through this stuff. On the hub, you can go through, search the word joint, search the word addictive. And anytime we talked about a video about that topic, you can actually pull that right up.
Now that is awesome.
Rolling a joint, all that stuff. And we also have exclusive content inside the hub as well, especially when it comes to growing weed. Speaking of growing weed, check it out. We're going to bring back a homegrown weed summit where we have over 40 different growers come together, home growers, and share their tips and tricks on how to grow elite weed at home.
Very nice.
Home grow. Nice. I think it's important to keep home grow. Not just these commercial mass produced, want to stick to your commercial shit. We need some homegrown stuff.
No, and that's awesome.
In every state.
I have an LED guy that will help home grow get the same output and ridiculously change their lighting costs.
And there's a lot of information about growing that can get confusing. And we're going to try to break it down so it's real simple so you can get started. As simple as one plant to 12 plants, whatever it is. Nothing about 10,000 plants.
If everybody did that, all their needs would be covered forever.
There you go. All right, so that's it for the podcast. Thank you guys for listening out there. Check us out next Wednesday as well. This is the first time going live on Instagram. Hope you guys liked it and all that jazz. If not, keep it to yourself. Otherwise, thank y'all for all participating. Much love. Thank you for a great show. I see y'all next time. Stop sharing. Peace. Keep life rolling. Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. For more cannabis therapy blogs and resources, check our website, cannabistherapynetwork.org. cannabistherapynetwork.org.